Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. Learn to prolong intercourse. For both men and women, the usual orgasm, the ejaculatory orgasm in the case of men, and the explosive orgasm in the case of women, doesn't last more than a few seconds, regardless of its intensity. Therefore, each man wants to prolong the duration of this miraculous sensation and feelings felt during orgasm. This justified wish can become a reality if you follow the teachings of ancient Taoist works. But you have to take into consideration that a prolonged orgasm doesn't mean the extension of ejaculation, because ejaculation and orgasm are not the same thing. So you will learn how to prolong the state of orgasm, or, in other words, you will learn how to be transported into the light for a long time. In the beginning, it is necessary to practice certain simple exercises. Stay tuned to find out what they are. Breath control. The basics of sexual continence. In order to have multiple orgasms without ejaculation, or in other words, in order to open the way to erotic ecstasy, you should practice sexual continence during lovemaking. This means that you must develop both your capacity for control and erotic sensitivity. The techniques that will be presented here will help you avoid ejaculatory orgasms, which decrease and finally exhaust one's reserve of sexual energy, as well as in opening your way towards experiencing multiple orgasms. These methods are efficient according to the perseverance with which you will practice them. There are men endowed with a great erotic energy and sensibility, as well as with a greater capacity for mental control, but still, anyone can succeed. Enhance your mental focus and fortify your sexual muscles. There are two important aspects that a man has to take into consideration in order to become a master of sexual continence: the improvement of his mental focus and the strengthening of his sexual muscles. We shall cover these topics and more in this useful article. Meditation Guide Number 4. Obstacles in Meditation. Laziness, or alasya, and fickleness of mind are two great obstacles in meditation. A light sattvic diet and the practice of pranayama, breath control, will remove laziness. Do not overload your stomach. As soon as you decide to do something, you must carry it out promptly, at any cost. Thus, you will remove the fickleness of the mind and develop willpower. Pray. Combat lust and ambition, the two chief obstacles in yoga practice. Discipline the body, mind, and indriyas. Sit. Abstain from worldly objects. Concentrate, meditate, and realize. And please join us for a meditation on the state of goodwill, something everyone can use more of, towards the end of our broadcast. Learn to prolong intercourse. For both men and women, the usual orgasm, the ejaculatory orgasm in the case of men, and the explosive orgasm in the case of women, doesn't last for more than a few seconds, regardless of its intensity. Therefore, each man wants to prolong the duration of the miraculous sensations and feelings felt during orgasm. This justified wish can become a reality if you follow the teachings of ancient Taoist works. But you have to take into consideration that a prolonged orgasm doesn't mean the extension of ejaculation, because ejaculation and orgasm are not the same. So you will learn how to prolong the state of orgasm, or, in other words, you will learn how to be transported into the light for a long time. In the beginning, it is necessary to practice certain simple exercises. Pressing hard on the prostatic spot stops ejaculation. One of the keys of getting control over ejaculation is self-stimulation, but the aim is not to ejaculate, but to maintain your erection for at least half an hour. All this time, the man has to concentrate on his sensations, and when he feels that he is getting close to climax, he has to stop self-stimulation for a few minutes or more. The prostatic zone is the equivalent of the G-spot for men. The man can stimulate this zone by pressing an exterior spot, which is situated on the perineum, between the testicles and anus. This is the place of the pubococcygian muscle and has the shape of the number 8. They form the so-called pelvic platform. The first loop is the base of the penis or the vagina. The second one surrounds the anus. The prostatic spot is situated approximately in the middle of the perineum, where the two loops come together. After you find it, you will see that by pressing it firmly and rhythmically, you can get a strong erection. Also, if it is pressed very hard and this pressure is maintained for a long time, you can actually avoid ejaculation. It is good to study your reactions when you self-stimulate. For that, we recommend combining self-stimulation and massage of the prostatic spot. Caution. During self-stimulation, check to see if a thick secretion appears from the urinary orifice during the peak moments of excitement. If you notice a few drops, it means you're getting close to your aim, which is prolonging the orgasm. This thick secretion always comes along with a prolonged orgasm. For beginners, it is recommended not to be too excited, too passionate, or too hasty. It takes at least 2 weeks of daily training in order to get to such a performance, but this period of personal training is absolutely necessary before you can reach a prolonged orgasm with your lover. Testicles hide the power of a man's virility. Stand in front of a mirror with your legs slightly spread and easily bent. Contract your abdominal muscles. This will eventually raise your testicles. With the help of your thumb and forefinger, put together as a ring around the base of the testicles, you can localize the muscles whose contractions act upon the testicles. We recommend that you repeat this exercise as many as 100 times a day. It is necessary to be very patient in order to get a good control over these muscles. Once you've obtained it, you'll notice a great improvement in your sexual life. Control of sexual energy can also be improved by traction of the testicles. This can be done by pulling up the skin between the testicles or by pulling them with your fingers in the shape of a ring. Be careful, do not pull too hard because you might stop the blood flow. Some men even use a special ring to keep constant pressure over their testicles. If you feel that you are close to the non-return point, where you can't avoid ejaculation any further, you should relax your testicles and ejaculation will not occur. Learn how to relax the muscles of the pelvic platform in any position. Also, you have to stop any kind of stimulation when you are getting close to the climax. But you can do it again after the critical moment has passed. When you will manage to maintain an erection without ejaculation for at least 30 minutes, you will notice that it will be very easy to prolong its duration even more. 30 minutes is the shortest period of time required to produce vasodilatation and the proper muscular tension in order to get a prolonged orgasm. Breath control, the basics of sexual continence. In order to have multiple orgasms without ejaculation, or in other words, in order to open the way to erotic ecstasy, you should practice sexual continence during lovemaking. This means that you must develop both your capacity for control and erotic sensitivity. The techniques that will be presented here in the men's section will help you avoid ejaculatory orgasms, which decrease and finally exhaust one's reserve of sexual energy, as well as in opening your way towards experiencing multiple orgasms. These methods are efficient according to the perseverance with which you will practice them. There are men endowed with a greater erotic energy and sensibility, as well as with a greater capacity for mental control. But still, anyone can succeed. Such men will be able to experience multiple non-ejaculatory orgasms after a few weeks of practice. Other men whose erotic sensibility and mental control are less powerful will probably need to practice for months, or maybe even years, in order to get to this stage. Consequently, remember that you may become a master only through practice. Breath control. In order to control your sexual energy and to practice sexual continence, you have to breathe as deeply and as relaxed as you can. All martial arts and yoga lessons indicate that breath is the key needed to control the body. Breathing is generally an involuntary act, but it may just as well become a conscious act. In other words, we usually breathe without thinking about it, and also without changing the natural rhythm of our breath. If we did that, if we made our breath more profound, we could influence the cardiac rhythm. For instance, after we run, we breathe rapidly and superficially, and consequently our cardiac rhythm reaches high levels. If we breathe slowly, the cardiac rhythm decreases. To the extent to which lovemaking is concerned, a high rate of cardiac rhythm usually indicates that you are about to ejaculate. The conclusion comes naturally. The first step in controlling your ejaculation is controlling your breath. Abdominal breathing. Most of us breathe superficially, usually at the level of the thorax and clavicles, known as clavicular breathing, a fact which leads to a poor oxygenation of the lungs. For instance, newborn babies breathe abdominally. If you watch a baby sleeping, you will notice that his belly moves with each breath he takes. Abdominal breathing fills our lungs with air and allows us to replace the residual air stagnating inside our lungs with fresh air. This is the healthiest way of breathing, but most of us lost this ability because of stress and anxiety. Our way of breathing is limited to the upper part of the chest, and therefore we are said to breathe only at the level of the thorax and clavicles. When we are happy and we laugh, we breathe abdominally. The following exercise will show you how to breathe abdominally, as you did when you were quite young. When you practice the technique suggested here, it is required that you breathe in through your nose, as the air is filtered and warmed up at the passage through the nose. Remember that whenever you breathe in through your mouth, you inhale unfiltered, cold air. Technique 1. Sit on a chair, spine straight, feet on the floor, and head up. 2. Place your hands on your navel and relax your shoulders. 3. Inhale through the nose and feel how the lower part of the abdomen becomes distanced with air, so that the navel is pushed forth, the diaphragm goes down. 4. Relax the chest while exhaling forcefully through the mouth, so that the lower part of the abdomen is pulled back, as if you wanted to push the navel towards the spine. You will also feel how your penis and testicles are somewhat drawn upwards. 5. Repeat steps 3, 4, 21 times. 5. Repeat steps 3 and 4, 21 times. A few minutes of daily abdominal breathing will teach your body to breathe deeply again in a natural manner, even when you sleep. When making love, this capacity is essential in order to prevent ejaculation and to expand the erotic sensations throughout your whole body. Once you no longer ejaculate, it is important that you carry on with your breathing exercises, because they will help you make the sexual energy circulate through your body and sublimate it into volitional, affectionate, mental, and spiritual energy. The abdominal breathing massages the internal organs and the prostate, and it relieves the sensation of pressure most men experience for the first time when they do not ejaculate. This sensation of pressure, of tension in the genital area, which appears at all beginners in the practice of sexual continence, is caused by the stagnation of the sexual energy in the pelvic area. If the energy is not sublimated, it will lead to irritability, confusion, and edginess. Therefore, we wish to make it clear that the mere transmutation of the sexual potential energy, the transformation of the sperm into sexual energy, or in other words, the retention of the sperm inside the body and its transformation into other substances, is not enough to experience multiple all-body orgasms. This is the first step only. The next is the sublimation of the sexual energy. In other words, the actual flow of this energy through the subtle channel corresponding to the spine. You may even have unusual perceptions through the spine during this process. Therefore, abdominal breathing is a highly important technique, because it sets in motion the sexual energy and it guides it through the spine, resulting in its sublimation from the genital area and in the suppression of the above-mentioned states of irritability, confusion, etc. Another method to determine this flow of sexual energy is the practice of Hatha Yoga postures, which also have the effect of eliminating the energetic knots and facilitating the circulation of the energy through the whole body. Abdominal laughter. If you have had troubles with abdominal breathing, as most Westerners seem to do, you may practice abdominal laughter as well. What is abdominal laughter? It is the kind of laughter that makes your abdomen shake. It is the kind of laughter that makes your abdomen shake. It is genuine laughter shared with your close friends. It is the laughter that makes you say your stomach hurts from laughing. This pain is due to the fact that we do not use these muscles very often. Technique: sit comfortably on a chair, spine straight and feet on the floor. Place your hands on the abdomen, and remember all the funniest moments of your life. When you start to laugh, let it grasp your entire being until you feel your stomach vibrating. This kind of laughter is extremely helpful because it relaxes the diaphragm, makes you breathe abdominally, and generates a great quantity of energy, which you may use later on. Enhance your mental focus and fortify your sexual muscles. There are two important aspects that a man has to take into consideration in order to become a master of sexual continence: the improvement of his mental focus and the strengthening of his sexual muscles. Here are some good techniques. A technique for enhancing your mental focus. This exercise is based on the abdominal breathing technique, which hopefully you have already learned. The following exercise will help you improve your focus. It consists in counting 100 breaths without allowing your mind to wander. A breath is made up of one inhalation and one exhalation. This exercise may appear simple, but in fact it is not. Most people have difficulty counting up to 10 and keeping their mental focus. Another advantage of this exercise is that it may be practiced during the dead moments of the day. In a car, in the bathroom, waiting in line, etc. Fortifying your sexual muscles. You should develop your capacity of controlling sexual energy by training your sexual muscles. The PC muscle is an area of muscular endings stretching from the pubic bone up to the sacral bone in the back of the body. Most men feel this muscle right beneath their testicles, in front of the anus. This is the muscle that prevents urination when you are in a difficult bladder situation without a toilet close by. The PC muscle is responsible for the rhythmical contractions during orgasm, and therefore, in order to become a multi-orgasmic man, one needs to strengthen this PC muscle. Male orgasms originate in the prostate, and consequently, it is essential that you learn how to contract the prostate by contracting your PC muscles. The PC muscle serves as a valve around the genitalia, which you have to learn how to open and contract. This muscle is at work when you push out the last drops of urine. Fractioning the flow of urine. The easiest way of finding your PC muscle is to stop the flow of urine by contracting your pelvic muscles. The stop of the urine flow is the first act of control over your own body. Using your capacity to control your urinary flow is of great help for controlling ejaculation. Here's a method for fractioning the urinary flow. 1. When your bladder is full, stand up. If necessary, you may even lean against the wall. 2. Take a deep breath. 3. Exhale slowly, pushing the urine out while contracting your perineum. 4. Inhale and contract your PC muscle in order to stop the flow of urine. 5. Exhale and let it flow again. 6. Repeat steps 4 and 5. In the beginning, we recommend that you stop the flow of urine for 7 to 21 times. In the advanced stages of this practice, when you control the PC muscle very well, You may even stop the urinary flow for 100 to 150 times. Empty your bladder. You should urinate right before making love, because the bladder and the prostate are very close to one another. A full bladder will make you feel uncomfortable, and it will even be more difficult for you not to ejaculate. If your PC muscle is strong, it will be easy for you to stop the flow of urine from the beginning. If this is difficult, it means that your PC muscle needs to be strengthened and trained. The stop of the urinary flow may produce some itching sensations, which will pass in about a week or so. Except if you have a urinary infection, which is another story altogether. Then you must check with your physician and embark on this practice only after you are cured. If the PC muscle becomes sore, you should still practice, because this is an indication that it is not trained yet, and it needs a lot more work. The push of the perineum in the same way you push to urinate will also strengthen your kidneys, prostate, and bladder, not only your PC muscle. Remember, the most important part of this practice is simply to stop the flow of urine as often as possible. For those who want to become masters of sexual continence, this practice has to become a habit.
Meditation Guide. Obstacles in Meditation. Laziness, or alasya, and fickleness of the mind are two great obstacles in meditation. A light sattvic diet and the practice of pranayama, or breath control, will remove laziness. Do not overload your stomach, however. And as soon as you decide to do something, you must carry it out promptly at any cost. Thus, you will remove the fickleness of the mind and develop willpower. Pray. Combat lust and ambition, the two chief obstacles in all yoga practice. Discipline the body, mind, and indriyas. Sit, abstain from worldly objects. Concentrate, meditate, and realize. A social nature is good for doing karma yoga, but it is extremely bad for practicing dhyana yoga. It drags you out. It makes your mind restless. It invites many friends who disturb you in a variety of ways. Rajas and tamas also try to obstruct meditation. The mind that was calm owing to the preponderance of sattva during the course of meditation begins to tremble and quiver if an excess of rajas starts to manifest. Sankalpas, or thoughts, increase in number. Restlessness increases. Thoughts of action manifest. Planning and scheming come in. So you should take a little rest. Do some japa. Pray and meditate. Take a little walk. Laya, vikshepa, kashaya, and rasasvada are the other four obstacles. Laya is sleepiness. Vikshepa is an excessive tossing of the mind from one object to another. This is the excessive monkey nature of the mind. Kashaya is known as guda vasana, which means hidden subtle desires. Rasasvada is the bliss of savikalpa samadhi, or a lower form of samadhi. This is an obstacle so long as it prevents you from enjoying the highest form of samadhi, known as nirvikalpa. Vichara, discrimination, prayer, pranayama, and further earnestness and struggle in meditation will remove these four obstacles. Samsaya bhavana, or doubt, asam bhavana, another kind of doubt, and viparita bhavana, kind of wrong feeling that I am the body, are the other three obstacles. Sravana, hearing the scriptures, will remove samsaya bhavana. Manana, or meditation, will remove asam bhavana. And nidhi hiyasana, or another form of meditation coupled with sakshatkara, or realization, will remove viparita bhavana. Disease, indifference of the mind, bratni, imaginary fear, tendency of the mind to run outside in order to enjoy various objects, drowsiness, and falling from a particularly elevated state in spiritual sadhana are some other types of obstacles. Carefulness, lack of thoughts, increased vairagya, rest, and intense application of sadhana will remove these obstacles as well. Just as clouds screen and obstruct the sun, the cloud of sickness, the cloud of gloom and despair will stand in the way of your practice. Even then, you must not leave the practice of japa, concentration, and meditation. These small clouds of sickness and despair will pass soon. Maintain the suggestion, even this will pass away, constantly in your mind. Just as you should not leave your food outside, even for a day, so you should not forget to perform your spiritual practice, even for a day. The mind is always ready to deceive you and to stop you from this practice. Ignore its shrill voice. Hear instead the sweet, peaceful voice of the soul. Never wrestle with the mind. Do not use any violent efforts in concentration. Relax all your muscles and nerves. Relax your brain. Think gently. Think of the Lord. Slowly repeat your mantra with bhava and meaning. Still the bubbling mind. Silence the thoughts. Make no violent efforts to control the mind. Rather, allow it to run along for a while and exhaust its own efforts. It will take advantage of this opportunity and will jump around like an unchained monkey at first, until it gradually slows down and looks to you for orders. It may take some time to calm down at first, but each time you try, it will come under your control in a fairly short time. If evil thoughts enter the mind, do not use your willpower in driving them away. You will only lose your energy. You will only tax your will. You will fatigue yourself. The greater the efforts you make, the more evil thoughts will return with even more force. They will return quicker as well. These thoughts will even become more powerful. Be indifferent. Keep quiet. They will pass by soon. Or you can substitute good counter thoughts, known as the Pratipaksha Bhavana method. Or you can even think of the picture of God and repeat the mantra again, forcibly if you have to. Or you can even pray. Splash cold water in your face to drive off drowsiness. Stand up for 15 minutes. Or lean upon an improvised swing for about 10 minutes and move yourself back and forth. Do 10 or 20 mild kumbhaka pranayamas. Do shirhasana or mayurasana. Eat only milk and fruits at night. Through these methods, you can combat sleep. You can even stroll about for about 10 minutes. And, finally, you can keep a candle burning if sleep continues to bother you. Often, depression comes in meditation for neophytes owing to the effect of previous samskaras, influence of astral entities, evil spirits, bad company, cloudy days, poor digestion, and loaded bowels. It must be removed quickly by cheerful thoughts. A brisk walk maybe, singing, laughing, prayer, pranayama, etc. When a bee finds itself with its feet stuck in honey, it slowly licks its feet several times and then flies away with joy. Thus, you should extricate yourself from the mind sticking and clinging to this body, owing to raga and moha, attachment and attraction, through vairagya or dispassion and meditation. Thus, you will be able to fly away with joy from this cage of flesh and bone to the source, to Brahman or the Absolute. No more words, enough discussions and heated debates. Retire into a solitary room. Close your eyes. Perform a deep and silent meditation. Feel His presence. Repeat His name, Om, with fervor, joy, and love. Fill your heart with prema, with love. Destroy the sankalpas or thoughts, whims, fancies, and desires when they arise from the surface of the mind. Withdraw the wandering mind and fix it upon the Lord. Now, nishta, or meditation, will become deep and intense. Do not open your eyes. Do not stir from your seat. Merge with Him. dive deep into the innermost recesses of your heart. Plunge into the shining soul, Atman, within. Drink the nectar of immortality. Enjoy the silence. Nectar Sun, rejoice, be at peace, and feel the glory.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of goodwill. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. The state of goodwill. Let us begin.
Thank you.
That concludes our broadcast. Have a nice day, everyone.